Richard Hager.
Maynard.
Well, a few days after Halloween, and things are still mighty scary in the real estate world. And let me ask you this. If one is living next door to a foreclosed home, do the neighbors rally to kind of take care of that house, or does it go into decay and bring the value of the neighborhood down? What's going on?
Well, if the neighbors don't rally and try to take care of it, it will go into decay. If the house is sitting there vacant, the grass hasn't been cut, it would be a good thing for the neighbors to get together and maybe go over there and cut the grass and clean up the garbage or whatever's in the yard. Keep it in good-looking shape.
The bank won't do it?
The bank won't do it. There's too many homes. You know, you had Countrywide. It has 21,000 homes nationwide. How many maintenance people are you going to have to take care of that sort of thing?
And then also with condos, every condo owner, I believe, pays a common area dues.
Yes.
So they pay to have the halls vacuumed and maybe for the natural gas and to sweep the steps
water,
off.
Sewer, garbage.
Well, what about all of these condos where there are more and more vacancies? I would think less dues being paid, but you still have a building to be taken care of.
Absolutely. You've got it in condominiums, and you have them what are called planned unit developments, houses. Maybe they're around a golf course. They have security guards or something like this. There's a common maintenance agreement for all of those, and it is the same. You're looking at several of these developers that didn't sell 50 or 60% of the unit or the complex. So that means if the developer isn't paying the dues, all of those homeowners have to pay the dues to compensate for that. And so it is going to be a very high maintenance dues on those people for quite a while. And that's why everybody keeping the complex, the unit, the area in good shape is good, because you get more and more sold. As you get it sold, you have more people coming on and sharing your expenses, and your dues can start to go down eventually.
But it takes time. And in the meantime, the value of your condo or your golf course house could be going down and your dues going up.
Absolutely.
So
no
it's
question.
Just a painful time.
Yes.
Yet you say that earlier we were talking and you said that there's a little bit of a wave that in the South, Pierce County and Tacoma and so forth, that there are fewer vacancy rates.
Right, right.
For what does that mean?
Well,
more people are moving into houses instead of apartments?
No, they're actually the reverse. People are losing their houses, particularly in Pierce County, Kitsap, areas out there, the outer perimeter, if you will. They have lost their homes in foreclosure, and as a result, they've moved into apartments. So the vacancy rate for apartments in like Puyallup, South Hill, is very low. In fact, it's lower than in Seattle. And so we're seeing the people lose their houses. They move to the outer, they move into apartments, and you still have vacant houses sitting around, but do not equate that to high vacancy factor, because these families are living in 2 and 3 bedroom apartment buildings. But here in King County, we haven't experienced that wave of foreclosure yet, not to the same degree like Pierce County did. So our vacancy factor here in King County is a little bit higher than in Kitsap or Pierce, which I find just interesting.
Yeah, we've heard the classic story of the 90-year-old lady that lived in the same house for decades and decades and was forced out, now living in a smaller apartment. So
perfect example.
Horrible for her, good for the apartment owner, I suppose.
Yes, and that's why you're seeing more and more corporations considering buying and acquiring apartment complexes here in the Seattle area in general.
Okay, it'll be nice to see you out behind a push mower taking care of your neighbor's lawn, Richard Hager. Thank you.
Maynard.